What about your neighborhood? Can you describe your neighborhood? Allez-y. Does it have a university? Does it have a hospital? Does it have private homes? Does it have churches? Des églises. Churches. Does it have banks? Des banques. Donc, il y a tout un vocabulaire qui va avec un quartier. Private homes, des maisons privées. Business buildings, des bâtiments d'affaires. Shops, restaurants. Hospitals, schools. Universities, churches. À vous de décrire votre ville, votre village ou votre quartier. C'était la première partie de cette leçon numéro 46. That was the first part of lesson number 46. In a few minutes, dans quelques minutes, nous retrouverons Martin Lerner à Washington avec des touristes, découvrant des endroits, des bâtiments différents, buildings, and different places. So stay with us, restez avec nous. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Un grand merci à tous ceux qui m'ont écrit. Malheureusement, il n'y a pas encore de matériaux écrits ni de cassettes à vous envoyer. Pour ceux qui en ont la possibilité, enregistrez ces émissions sur cassette. Autrement, restez au rendez-vous aussi régulièrement que possible. Bonne chance, good luck. Pour ceux qui désireraient une réponse de ma part par écrit, je ne peux vous répondre qu'à l'antenne. Alors je remercie Monsieur Kabulo Fumbuari Lele Augustin du quartier Mososo, zone Lemet Kinshasa 1 Zaïre. Je répète, Monsieur Kabulo Fumbuari Lele Augustin, merci. Monsieur Soule Oumaou Diallo chez Madame Mariama Adamou de Niamey au Niger. Monsieur Soule Oumaou Diallo et Monsieur Ividi Charles chez Ngadi Bernard de Pointe-Noire. Monsieur Ividi Charles, merci. De nouveau avec Martin Lerner, avec ses amis touristes à Washington, pour cette seconde partie de la leçon numéro 46. Welcome to part 2 of lesson number 46.
Melvin, are we going to your home?
We're going to my neighborhood.
Is it near?
Not too far. It's over there.
Is it a new neighborhood?
No, it's very old.
Where are you from?
I'm from Kenya.
Do you like Washington?
Yes, I do. I have friends here. I visited them 2 years ago.
Are you a television reporter?
Yes, I am. I report the news at night. Where are we going now?
We're going to Melvin's neighborhood.
We're here now. This is my neighborhood. This is the business area. That's a nice park on the right.
It's beautiful.
It's very nice in the evening. This long street has many small businesses.
What kind of buildings are those?
Those are apartment buildings.
They're small.
They're not very big. We don't have tall buildings in my neighborhood.
Where do you live, Melvin?
Just around the corner. See that old stone building? It's a bank. I'm going to turn there. I live down that street.
Do white people live here?
Not many. Okay, do you see that blue house? That's my house.
It's very nice. I like the color.
Thanks.
Thanks, Melvin. Let's go to Georgetown.
Okay, I'm going to drive along the river.
Good. That's very beautiful. Hi, you're from...
Thailand. I'm from Bangkok.
We met last year.
Yes, I came to study. I visited the Voice of America.
That's right. You're a radio journalist.
Yes, I am.
Look, everybody, that's Georgetown.
On that big hill.
That's not very big.
Yes, the taller buildings are Georgetown University. Can you see the church? That area is the university.
I can see houses and apartments.
Yes, there are many beautiful old houses in Georgetown.
Is it very old?
It's the oldest part of Washington.
Do congressmen and congresswomen live here?
Some do. President Kennedy had a home here. Many wealthy people live here.
Remarquez que l'on peut créer une image d'un endroit en parlant de ce qu'il y a dans cet endroit même. Par exemple, le quartier de Georgetown. Martin Lerner décrit les bâtiments et les maisons qui y sont et même les gens qui y habitent. Écoutez ces phrases descriptives à propos de Georgetown.
There are many beautiful old houses in Georgetown. It's very old. It's the oldest part of Washington. Some congressmen and congresswomen live in Georgetown. Many wealthy people live here.
Pouvez-vous décrire votre quartier? Essayez. Vous répondrez aux questions de Martin Lerner. Il vous aidera.
Is your neighborhood old? Does your neighborhood have a school? Does your city have a university? Is the city large or small?
Georgetown is very interesting.
I like Melbourne's neighborhood. It's lively and busy.
We're not wealthy.
I'm not wealthy either.
What do you want to see now?
I want to see the Lincoln
the Capitol,
Memorial.
The White House.
Let's see the cathedral.
Smithsonian.
Maintenant, passons à la description même des bâtiments. Are there any old buildings? Y a-t-il des vieux bâtiments? Are there any new buildings? Is your neighborhood large? Votre quartier est-il grand? Is your neighborhood large? Is your neighborhood small? Do you have wealthy people? Avez-vous des gens riches? Do you have wealthy people? Are there any poor people? Y a-t-il des gens pauvres? Is it near a major city? Est-ce que c'est tout proche d'une grande ville? Is it near a major city? Is it far from the city? Is it a new neighborhood? Is it an old neighborhood? Tell me. It's your turn. Et voilà qui termine cette leçon numéro 46 de English USA. It's over for this lesson, number 46. J'espère que vous avez appris un peu comment décrire un quartier. I hope you've learned to describe your neighborhood. Try to practice with your friends. Until next time, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
La meilleure musique et les dernières nouvelles, VOA Afrique.
Come on, girl, I dey do you. You say the truth, I go marry you. I go buy moto to carry you. I will do anything.
Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
fugui bi nembe tuni buki wala bañ na nar ñali bañ na nanti ndox touri anta sali jural ñu ku dekk dugu ci bir fouri ngi wali don animé langue bouri ak jambari don xex jam af te langa bouri li tax nga don li nga don de ko ki nga juri woko sin salu bawal jollof limal ko touri sa tim tourbi le bu ye ko xel ci bir yuri suñu gal ñoko yetti a ndig dekk bouri alin ci tawé suñu ngeri don fayo woko xuri bu sawele janka te mu ray dawul ko muri ñu wacc tira yeri o kambe mi kuri ñi xex en 60 jam dañ ne di ko kuri bo lew to lam du gey du fal jojo o se nuri de se que l'on a dank tuti nga suri jam ma ak lew kuy win ci fa se turi fi moy fi sama dekk ya ngi ci multiculture te ranga teral nam ma sali ak kuri senegal ma country god bless let's do it never give up the fight celebration we are
Jeff Gra, warga desul fofu jox ma ma tek fi chine warga mbam mi got wax ma bu xol di shine bo ma reesam ga dox ma fi ñepp doni gaane fi la gal sen na o ma jantu fenk soow la shine senegal la na wo ma dedet nañ dam ci rob da am dej na def naka wa ba reub fu paté ne mo dong fa sa mbay batch sam paté ne ma dem fa sa bay watch de ku jam ak salam sans fonte sans fontu de ku jang ya salam sa konté sa gontu de ku bol dof ak tay sa gal la fanan yemale nit dox bokou lek bokou nan gal sene si suñu dañu oyof di suñu democracy united like to hada ki suñu anko match do ngede wana gongo don diñi kalante te doñu gis ñu tongo kem tan suñu dekk di feñ ci sen bit jom fula lañ tan nem ñak bi day si jom la delo li la alone du wes yo we let's do it
celebration we are
heures sur 24, VOA Afrique.
Yo, yo, for the girl them. So when you're ready, girl, when time you want it, come get it. Let me set it, girl, take care of you like a medic. Or when you press it up, so the way you wiggle it, girl, you make me stress it up. So I cannot wait for you caress it when you press it up. So the way you're moving it, girl, I cannot get enough. When you feel me press it up, baby. Let me see you just move that body. Can you do this every day? We do this every day. Let me see you get crazy. Can I hold but none? Just keep it strong, cause you don't play. My girl, cause we don't play. So when you read in my bunks, girl, you keep perfect time. And you are much of my mind. When you whine, girl, everybody keep looking so fine. How you don't stop run to my mind. So I want to press it for years. And you press it up on mine, girl, when you press it up. So the way you wiggle it, girl, you make me stress it up. So I cannot wait to caress it when you press it up. So the way you're moving it, girl, I cannot get enough. When I feel me push it, press.